Afghans voted over the weekend, but today is the first day of India's general election. It has 9 phases over the next few weeks until voting concludes on May 12th. The votes of more than 814 million people are up for grabs. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar joins us now from New Delhi. And Sanjoy, how would you characterize the campaign? We've been hearing words like fierce.
I think that's about right, and that's mainly because it's a really closely fought election. Campaigning started quite late, actually, because the election dates were only announced about a couple of months ago. So we've seen very, very intense campaigning, especially among the main players. A lot of door-to-door campaigning, large rallies, the political stars using sort of helicopters and planes to reach the corners of the country. And also for the first time, we are seeing a massive use of social media to reach out to particularly younger voters.
Well, let's start with some of those front runners. Rahul Gandhi is seen as heir apparent of the powerful Nehru-Gandhi political dynasty. They've dominated Indian politics for decades. Tell us more about him.
Well, he is, as you say, a member of, India's most influential political family, our version of the Kennedys. He is hoping to become the 4th prime minister from that family, following in the footsteps of his great-grandfather, who was India's first prime minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, his grandmother, as well as his father. He's been around for a while. He is actually running for office for the 3rd time in a row, but it's the first time he's actually leading the Congress Party, India's grand old party. And he has a very tough fight on his hands because although his family has been very, very influential, his party's actually they've now been in office for 2 successive 5-year terms. So there's a bit of an anti-incumbency that's hurting his chances, and also for the fact that he's up against a formidable candidate from the main opposition party.
And talk about that candidate, Narendra Modi, seen as India's maybe most divisive politician, loved and loathed. Why?
Yes, that's right. He's a very controversial politician, also very charismatic. And that's mainly because of his track record. On the one hand, he is the leader of one of India's most progressive states when it comes to economic policies, the state of Gujarat in western India, which attracts more foreign investment than any other. It's a fantastic state to do business in. Everything works. There are brilliant roads, lots of ports, running water, non-stop electricity, things that many parts of the country can only dream of. The problem he has, though, is that in 2002, while he was in office, the state also witnessed one of India's worst religious riots, in which 2,000 people were killed, mostly members of the Muslim minority. And many people believe that Mr. Modi, even if he didn't have a direct hand in it, did very little to protect those people. And many of them are openly insecure about the prospect of having a government headed by Mr. Modi.
Well, in fact, for a report you did for the BBC, Sanjoy, you watched people watching Modi on a big video screen. He was taking questions from people, and they were holding cups of tea. What were those cups of tea?
Basically, these tea discussions that he has held across the country, where people gather around a popular tea shop to chat and discuss over a cup of tea. And what he does is there are video screens set up at all these tea shops where you can see Mr. Modi speaking simultaneously. And he also takes questions from the audience. So people from the audience can actually get up and say, ask him something about his campaign, his policies, his track record. And it's been a massive success, quite simply because, no one's really done this before. A sort of mix of a town hall style campaign along with a very, very high-tech savvy campaign, because of course it's something that's quite difficult to put together.
And you tell us that his picture is on the cups of tea, so quite a campaign there. A mix of the very old and the very new. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar. Sanjoy, thank you so much.
Thank you.